Oh, yeah. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard the Swinging Tigers with Snake Walk Parts 1 and 2. Put that out the compilation, Slow Grind Fever Volume 7 and 8. Came out on Staggery in 2018. The original release was on Tamla in 1959. Obviously, eventually one of the Motown family of labels. I wonder if they ever recorded any more stuff like this. I think it's superb. Anyway, just heard Elizabeth Waldo and Balsa Boat, a track originally released on GNP in 1962. There's another Slow Grind Fever track from Volume 3 and 4. Came out in Stagger Lee in 2015. Well, that Connie Francis and Valentino, a Neil Sedaka penned tune. I got it off the More Greatest Hits. Came out on MGM in 1961. It was released a number of times, but wasn't released in the United States until 1961 as a single. It was originally released on MGM in Finland in 1959. Before that, Sylvie Mora did Taboo. That was another Slow Grind Fever Volume 1 and 2, 2014 on Stagger Lee. Originally released on Verve in 1959. And we kicked it off with Billy Preston from his album The Wildest Organ in Town. Came out on Capitol in 1966, and it's got to happen. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours, WMFO in Medford.
It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you. that train, and I'm never coming back again. I'm leaving this town far behind. Far behind, gotta get myself some peace of mind. On the midnight train, on the midnight train. Wow!
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Things are gonna work. This is Doc Williams. Thousands have learned to play the guitar by ear from my simplified by-ear guitar instruction course without knowing a note of music. So can you. I know you can learn if you'll only try. Play the guitar a little every day. Every time you see your guitar, pick it up and play a few chords, if only for a minute. In this way, you will develop calluses on your fingers, and also you'll get your fingers used to the proper positions for each chord. Also, as your fingers callus and strengthen, you'll hold your chords down tighter, making them sound clean and clear. Another important thing, is your guitar neck or fingerboard straight, or is it warped, thus making your guitar hard to finger? Now, to check your guitar fingerboard, look down the fingerboard like a rifle barrel from the tuning end. It should be straight. If it is not, you may need to buy a new guitar.
FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. This are the Invaders and By the Sea, a track originally released on the Music Town label in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation No Tease. Came out on Teenage Shutdown and Y2K. For that, The Time Takers and Don't Turn Away, a track originally released on the Joe Wire label in 1966. And they actually, the Joe Wire label actually released a number of classic garage rock tunes in that Pebbles Back from the Grave kind of vein. I get that off the compilation Wild Sides Volume 8. Came out on Retro Gene in 2008. Before that, the Shamrocks, they were an English band who they actually was very somewhat popular in Germany and recorded most of their output there. Midnight Train was the name of the track. I got it off of Pebbles Volume 18. Came out on AIP in 1985. Originally released on the Hansel label in Germany in 1967. And before that, 10 years after, in Choo Choo Mama, from Rock and Roll Music to the World, and my personal soundtrack to my adolescence, came out of Columbia in 1972. And before that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Kinks, Until the End of the Day, reprise on 1965, and we kicked off the set way back when with Rick Durham and the Dynamics, and I Got My Eyes on You, a track originally released in 1964 on the Razorback label, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation, Psychedelic States, Arkansas, volume number one, on Gear Fab in 2006. Anyway, we got one more talk break before we put this thing out of its misery. So let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours of WMFO in Medford.
Same old beach, y'all. Lord have mercy. everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it five, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
The
down the home stretch in the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. Just heard Nino Tempo from Nino Tempo's Rock and Roll Beat Party. Came out on Liberty in 1956. That was courtesy of Joe Lacy. Tempo's Tempo was the name of the track. Before that, John Harrison and the Hustlers did Don't Ask Why. It was originally released in the Ideal Records Corporation label in 1965. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Wild Sides Volume 7. Came out on Retro Gene in 2008. And I remember on a music list, a garage music list, listserv, and somebody said, oh, this Wild Side series isn't that good. And, you know, I'm thinking, boy, this guy really is an imbecile. I like this series. Sometimes the mastering leaves a little bit to be desired, but it's a really good series. If you come across them cheap, get them. For that, Don Cattelli and the All-Stars did Brazil from the Passionate Percussion album. Came out in Directional Sound in 1961. One of those audiophile records that came out at the time. And we kicked it off with Freddie Scott and the Four Steps and Same Old Beat. Came out on Marlin in 1965. And it was, I got off the compilation, Las Vegas Grind, Volume 6, came out in Strip in Y2K. Anyway, got one more set to go. Let's bring this old girl home. Thank you for listening this far. She's on the Desperate Hours in WMFO in Medford.
When she's gone. It served me right to be alone. Served me right to suffer. It served me right to be alone. I'm living with the memory of the days that's past and gone. Every time I see a woman, you know it makes me think about mine. Every time you know it make me think about mine. And the way she used to treat me, people I just can't keep from crying. Sleep at all. Mother's put me on the habit of nicotine and alcohol. Serve me right to suffer. It served me right to be alone. Cause I'm living with a memory of the days that's past and gone. Stop!
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. trouble, even when I shop for it. Is that ridiculous? I bought a piece of Romano cheese, and this guy at the delicatessen says, lady, because that was a bad guess. I know what threw him off. I was wearing chiffon. I had been bowling.
Song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s to the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You just heard Lloyd Howell and Truck Driving Jack. I got that off the compilation, 18-wheelers, Twisted Tales of the Truck Stops. Came out on Trailer Park in 2016. Originally released from the Hi-Q label in 1967. Well, that Dolly Parton. Yes, Dolly Parton did Don't Drop Out from the One Kiss Can Lead to Another Girl Group Sound. Lost and Found came out on Rhino in 2005. Originally released on the Monument label in 1966. Before that, the Mod 6 did Show Me How Your Lovin's Gonna Be, off the 60s Rebellion Volume 4 compilation, originally released on Emerald in 1968. Before that, the Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation, yes, going back, harkening back to that Hypnosis show a couple of weeks ago, and Memory Pain, channeling Percy Mayfield. That was off the self-titled album, came out on Blue Thumb in 1968, and we kicked off the set. Last set of the evening with the Mojos and What She's Done to Me. I got that off of 60s Rebellion Volume 14, originally on Mojos Records in 1966. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. I'm going to leave you off with Truly Smith, and I want to go back there now. Oh, I want to go back there again. My name is Alex again. The pleasure is mine. Stay safe.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.